All right, my name is Scott Reck, and welcome to The Drive to Stay Alive. This is a podcast that I do on my own when I'm driving. If you're a first-time listener, this is a brief explanation. This is a dual-purpose podcast. First of all, it's a dual-purpose, dual-meaning podcast. The number one meaning is that I'm physically driving right now, and behind the wheel of the car, I'm going somewhere, most often to stay alive. You always have to be moving. If you're ever standing still, you're not really living. Second meaning of it is that, actually there's three meanings, I guess. Second meaning is that I'm trying to find that reason to keep on living. That inner drive that kind of keeps me going, keeps me waking up every day, you know, trying to figure out a reason to exist or to have a purpose or anything like that. And the third reason, or third meaning, I guess, is when I'm driving, and especially over long distances, it centers me. It helps to settle me down. And it just helps to relax and calm me and everything. And that's the biggest one right now. Right now, I'm in Arizona. I don't know where exactly. I know I'm heading south towards Phoenix. I'm heading back to Sky Harbor Airport to catch a plane to go back home to Wisconsin tonight. Now, for the past 6 days, I've been in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, miscellaneous, you know, parts of Arizona. I've been to Las Vegas, Nevada. Spent a little bit of time in California on the drive, and I just went to Lake Havasu. Still not exactly sure how to say it, but that is where I've been in the last 6 days. And I came out here to Arizona to go to baseball spring training, because I have family who lives down in the Scottsdale area, and I figured it'd be a good time to go see them, then also to take in some baseball as well. I gotta make sure I find my make sure I make my turn. That's the important thing, too. It's like during this drive to stay alive, it's got to really make sure I'm paying attention. It's just sometimes hard to do when I'm sitting here talking. Because if I don't pay attention, then I'm really going to need to drive to stay alive. So I've had a really great time down in Phoenix. Back where I'm from in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's still currently winter. Getting highs of 40 if we're lucky. It's been a brutal, awful winter, just as far as everything goes. The cold weather, the snow, and it just really brings you down, makes you kind of feel depressed, and, you know, it just makes you want to give up on life and makes you hate a lot of things. And I really needed this trip, like, more than probably ever before, just because I started to kind of lose a sense of, I guess, what's important. I started to lose sight of all the wonderful things that are in front of me. And instead, I just focused on everything that I hate and everything that I don't like. Work was really bringing me down. Life was bringing me down. Everything. And so I needed this. For a million reasons, I needed this. And so far, it's been everything that I wanted it to be. I probably could never do it justice with words. You just need to believe me when I say that this was incredible and just really helped me. Right now, I'll go into more detail about everything, but I do just want to point out, I'm driving through Arizona, and the sun's setting. It's about 7 o'clock here, local time, and the sun is pretty much set, and the colors are incredible. I've got blues, pinks, yellows, orange, all different shades in between, and there's mountains, and the cactus, and the desert brush, and like, I seriously feel like crying. It's that beautiful. I mean, like, I hate to be the guy who, like, weeps at sunsets, because that's such a pussy thing to do, but, like, it's so incredibly beautiful. It's hitting me on an emotional level, and, like, just really making me feel just really calm and relaxed, and just making me love this moment. Right now, I'm in a moment right now where nothing else matters. I feel so free and so liberated from the world, my problems, like everything. There's nothing weighing me down. At this moment in time, behind the wheel of this car, driving down this road in Arizona with the sun and surrounding landscape, and it's amazing. And if anything, it's like, I want to stay in this moment forever. But the sad thing I know is that it's not going to happen. Eventually, this will end. That's why that's the very definition of a moment. Maybe not exactly according to the Webster Merriam dictionary or whatever, but a moment is just that. It's this brief little passage of time, and it's eventually going to be over. But I'm trying right now, and I've tried to take a couple pictures, like physical pictures, so that I can remember this for later, but I think I'm probably better off just taking a mental picture right now and just soak all of this in, because there's going to come a time when I'm going to need to remember this moment, and just, it's sending shivers up and down my skin, and maybe that's just the sunburn, the cold air of the inside of this car reacting to my sunburn, but I'm getting the shivers right now just because it's great. This is absolutely great. So if I can commit this to memory, and also, I guess, listen back to this at a later date, and I could just realize that right now, I'm stuck in this moment, and that's perfectly all right with me. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. I know eventually it's gonna go. But it doesn't matter. I don't know if there's really much else I can say. I intended to come on here and just kind of talk about things. Oh, I guess I can go over my week. I went down, you know, to, like I said, to Phoenix to watch some baseball. And baseball to me is probably a third most important thing in my life. One is probably being alive. I guess. Number two is my family. And then baseball. I really do love it that much. It just kind of like, I don't know if it's just kind of like when I'm driving, when I'm watching baseball, like everything just kind of stands still for a bit. Everything just kind of makes sense. I think because it's just such a simple game. But at the same time, it's so unbelievably complex that you can either take it at face value, or you can just really delve deep into all the different aspects of it. And it's like life, man. It really is. So I loved just watching baseball. It's a sign that spring is, you know, here, summer's here, winter's over. And it was great. Unbelievably great. But that wasn't even the best part. The best part was the weather. Now, probably in the hot 70s, high 70s, low 80s every day. It's sunny, beautiful, and gorgeous. I went swimming, spent a lot of time outdoors. My favorite thing was being able just to breathe outside air. Like, if you don't know what Wisconsin winters are like, it's the most time you spend outside is when you go from your house to your car, and from your car to the office, or to work, or whatever, the store, or whatever, you know, school. You spend, unless like, for whatever reason, you have to be outside longer, you're outside as little as possible. Just because it's so freaking cold out. So you're always breathing this indoor kind of recycled air, and it's awful. I'm passing a guy right here, so gotta pay attention to the road for a second. So, but I remember there were many times over the course of the last week when I was standing outside and I just stopped and stood in place and just sucked in a huge lungful of air. Now, I don't think the Phoenix air is the best. I think there's a lot of smog because it's like down in a valley or something like that, and cities overly crowded and a lot of cars and whatnot. So it's probably not the best air for you, but it was outdoor air. It felt so good. Made me question so many things, like, the hell am I doing up in Wisconsin? Where it's like you just really can't enjoy, like, life for 6 months, 8 months out of the year. But why do we all live where we live? Because your family lives there. Some people move away from their family. I don't fault them for that. Sometimes jobs or life kind of takes you wherever you go. I don't blame anybody for that. But I couldn't move away from my family. And the second most important thing to me. So, but if I could get out of there, I'd probably come here. I don't know if I'd make it. I don't know if I'd last in the winter, in the summers down here in Arizona. I don't have the correct body type to put up with all the heat and sweating and moving around. But I could definitely, I could make, I could try. So that was baseball, being outside, the drive. I mean, the worst thing I did probably was go to Las Vegas. Spend way too much money on that. And kind of remembered why I don't like it. But also I was reminded of why I can't stay away. I'm a very very addictive personality. And I just do stupid things. So, it just happens. Hang on a second here. I gotta make sure that I'm heading the right way. It's very important that I don't screw this up right now. A Phoenix straight ahead still. Alright. On 72 east. I just left a 95 south.
Continuing on Arizona 72 east, 54 miles.
To Vicksburg's, the Pittsburgh's. No, that's what it says. Vicksburg Road, 33 miles. Yeah, so I about 2 hours, 20 minutes away from Phoenix. It's not bad considering it's 7:10. That's me there about 9:30. Flight's at like 11 something. So, but going to Vegas was bad. Usually is for me. Drank a little too much. Spent way too much money that I don't have. But the drive there and so far back made up for it. I got to see the Hoover Dam again. Went and saw the London Bridge. Like Havasu. Just driving through the desert. I got to stop along the way. I had an adventure. Everything I did over this past week is just all part of one grand adventure that kind of stops when I get back home, but at the same time, like, the memories kind of will stay with me. Like I said, these feelings that I get right now by being out here will stay with me, which is cool. Overall, this was exactly what I needed. I wish I could have it more often. It's definitely doesn't happen enough in my life. Just for the simple fact that I can't afford it. It's the sad reality of it. It's like I just don't make enough money or have enough resources to be able to experience this kind of thing as much as I want. It'd be nice. Though I guess, though, it wouldn't be as special if I was able to do this just whenever I felt like it. So, I suppose it kind of is what it is. I don't know if there's any more kind of details I can get into. Because a lot of this just really had to do with feelings rather than actual descriptive emotions or words that I can say. But I just wanted to let you know that this was great. And like I said, for one moment in time, everything was perfect. And just remember that. For as bad as life gets sometimes, and for as much as you feel like there's no hope, there's nothing to look forward to, no reason to just keep living, this is it. This is why you keep living. Because of moments like this. Because if you just keep on pushing through all the bad times, and you save up some money, and maybe you work overtime to get to this position, you can experience a moment like this. So, that's pretty much all I gotta say about that. But I sound like Forrest Gump. But I'm pretty tired. I guess I'll go home now. Alright, that's enough Forrest Gump. I'm just gonna go ahead and call that a day. This will probably be the shortest episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. If you're not familiar with this podcast, I normally record this on the way to and from work, which is about 20 minutes each way, so it's around 40-some minutes. Here I'm, like, going over the business of this. You don't need to know that kind of stuff. But this is all I got for today, because I figure I'm just going to end up repeating myself if I just keep on going, because there really is nothing else to add. So my friends, I hope that you have found a purpose in life. I hope you found a reason to keep on living. And I hope that you are able to experience your moments, because this is what life is all about. It's not about who has the most money, or the most friends, or the job title, or things like that. I don't know. It's not about that. Life is a series of moments. It's all about the little things. Whether you like it or not, it's true. So go enjoy your moments. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of mine. And keep on driving, my friends. See when I get home.